In the rugged Corsican hills above the waters of Porto Vecchio, on the Tyrrhenian Sea, there stood the skeletal remains of a once majestic estate. The exterior stonework, built to stand for centuries, was by and large intact, the insides of the various structures destroyed, gutted by fire decades ago. It was mid-afternoon, the skies dark, heavy rain imminent, as a late winter storm made its way up the coast from Bonifacio. Soon the air and the earth would be drenched, mud everywhere, the overgrown, barely visible paths around the great house to be slogged through, not walked over.
"I would suggest that we hurry, Padrone," said the heavy-set Corsican in a hooded parka.
"The roads back to the Senetosa airfield are difficult enough without the storm," he added in accented English, the language mutually agreed upon.
"Senetosa can wait," replied the slender man in a raincoat, his speech betraying a Netherlands origin. "Everything can wait until I'm finished. Let me have the survey map for the north property, if you please."
The Corsican reached into his pocket and withdrew a many-folded sheaf of heavy paper. He gave it to the man from Amsterdam, who rapidly unfolded it, placed it against a stone wall, and anxiously studied it. He kept turning his gaze away from the map, looking over at the area that momentarily consumed his attention. The rain began, a drizzle that quickly became a steady shower.
"Over here, Padrone," cried the guide from Bonifacio, pointing at an archway in the stone wall.
It was the entrance to a long-ago garden arbor of sorts, odd insofar as the arch itself was barely 4 feet wide, while its thickness was nearly 6 feet. Tunnel-like. Strange. It was overgrown with vines crawling up the sides, strangling the entrance. Forbidding. Still, it was a refuge from the sudden downpour. The padrone, a man in his early 40s, dashed into the small sanctuary, immediately pressing the unfolded map against the spidery foliage. He took out a red felt marker from his raincoat pocket and circled a wide area.
"This section,"
he yelled, to be heard over the pounding rain hitting the stone.
"It must be roped off, sealed off, so that no one enters it or disturbs it in any way. Is that clear?"
"If that is your order, it is done."
"But, Padrone, you're talking about 100 or so acres."
"Then that is my order. My representatives will check constantly to make sure it's carried out."
"That is not necessary, sir. I shall carry it out."
"Good. Fine, do so."
"And the rest, grande signore?"
"As we discussed in Senetosa, everything must be precisely duplicated from the original plans as recorded in Bastia 200 years ago, updated, of course, with modern conveniences. Whatever you need will be supplied by my ships and cargo aircraft in Marseille. You have the numbers and the codes for my unlisted telephones and fax machines. Accomplish what I ask of you, demand from you, and you can retire a wealthy man, your future secure."
"It is a privilege to have been chosen, Padrone."
"And you understand the need for absolute secrecy?"
"Naturalmente, Padrone. You are an eccentric Bavarian man of immense riches who cares to live out his life in the magnificent hills of Porto Vecchio. That is all anyone knows."
"Good. Fine.
But, if I may, grande signore, we stopped in the village and the old woman who runs that decrepit inn saw you. In truth, she fell to her knees in the kitchen and gave thanks to the Savior that you had come back."
"What?"
"If you recall, when our refreshments were so long in coming, I went into the cucina and found her in very loud prayers. She wept as she spoke, saying that she could tell by your face, your eyes. 'The Barone di Materese has returned,' she repeated over and over again."
The Corsican spoke the name as it was in Italian.
"She thanked the Lord God that you had come back, that greatness and happiness would return to the mountains."
"That incident must be erased from your memory, do you understand me?"
Of course, sir. I heard nothing.
To the reconstruction. It must be completed in 6 months. Spare nothing, just do it.
I will endeavor to do my best.
If your best is not good enough, you'll have no retirement, wealthy or otherwise, capiche?
I do, padrone, said the Corsican, swallowing.
As to the old woman at the inn?
Yes?
Kill her.